This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of June 2nd, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Well, I'd planned on having a special guest from East Africa this week, but for some technical communication difficulties, we're going to have to work on some things, and I'll get them back on the show. And as I drove in this morning, it was like, Lord, what do I do? What do you want me to do? So let's get it started. We're going to call some people this morning and ask them a question. Let's see if we can get Robbie Richardson on the phone.
Hey, Greg Wacker.
What's up, Coach Robbie? You are on Mix Sunday Morning. How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great.
Okay, well, the Lord just put you on my heart, and we're doing something different on the show this morning, and it won't take long at all, but if Jesus were coming back and you had 60 seconds to say anything you could to a group of people, what would it be?
My 60 seconds is every morning when you wake up, you thank God, because that's the day that He is giving you. So that day, take it and give out, serve, help, go out and just show your love that Jesus has showed for you. And I just want to pray that, hey, everybody can do this. He wants you to take His heart into your heart and make it full. Man, that's it, brother.
Amen. Thank you for that, Coach.
I appreciate you, Greg Wyckoff, and all that you do.
Well, you have a blessed day, because there's going to be a day, and it's coming very soon. We may not have 60 seconds to say anything, so we got
you exactly right.
We got to do it today, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, thank you for your wisdom and your kindness, sir.
Yes. And bless you and what you do. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Right.
Have a great day.
You do the same. Right. You do the same.
It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning. We're on our topic this morning. We're trying to get people on the phone with us. If you had 60 seconds, if you knew Jesus were coming back in 60 seconds and you were in front of a group of people, what would you say? Let's try to get our second caller on the phone. Thank you, Robbie Richardson, for answering and being our first caller on the show this morning. We'll see if we can get the mayor.
Hello, sir.
And we do have the mayor of Oak Grove on the phone with us, Mr. Tony White. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, voice of Comer Football. How are you?
Well, you were actually on Mixed Sunday Morning this morning.
I was.
Yes, sir, you are. And I just had a quick question, if you have just a minute.
Okay, yes, sir.
All right. The topic this morning is, if you knew Jesus were coming back in 60 seconds and you were standing in front of a group of people and all you had was a minute, what would you say?
I would tell them to get their life right, because God is coming.
It's that simple, isn't it?
It is. It is. Just get their heart and get their relationship right with God, because He's coming.
Yep, and then we know in the Bible, it doesn't say 60 seconds. The Bible says in the blink of an eye.
I think it say, yes, in the blink of an eye, so that's why you're supposed to be ready all the time.
Amen. That's it. You know, I talked to Coach Robbie Richardson. He was the first caller. He said the same thing you're telling us now, and that's right. We need to get our hearts ready right now.
Absolutely, yes. There's no other way.
Well, God bless you, brother. Thank you for taking the call, and I can't wait to be in the booth with you again this fall.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it.
Have a blessed day, brother.
You too, brother. Bye-bye.
It's Mixed Sunday Morning. We'll continue our talk this morning. If you had 60 seconds and you were standing in front of a group of people, and you knew Jesus was coming back at the end of those 60 seconds, what would you say? I want to thank Coach Robbie Richardson. I want to thank Tony White. And we'll continue as we try to get David Ball on the phone with us.
Hello?
Coach, Hello? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Doing good, brother. Doing good. Well, you're on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Do what now?
You are on Mixed Sunday Morning.
I was on what now? I'm sorry. I'm at a sale barn, so there's a lot of background racket. I'm having a hard time here.
Well, that is awesome that you're there, because it goes right along what we're talking about this morning.
Awesome. What you got?
Okay, brother. If you had 60 seconds and you were standing in front of a group of people because you knew Jesus was coming back in 60 seconds, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that the scripture teaches us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And that is the main reason that we're left here on earth after salvation, is to help people come to that realization that one day they're going to stand before a holy and righteous God, and they're going to hear one of two statements. One, well done, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you. And they need to make sure that their relationship and their, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in a good place, so that when they stand there, they can hear those words. And that brings tears to my eyes every time I think about hearing those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. If my God is happy with me, it doesn't matter anything about what goes on this earth or on this planet. Just that simple truth that my Lord is happy with me. He's pleased with the life I live. And that's what I live my life, to hear those words from my Lord and Savior.
Amen. And I know you don't have to think about that, because you do that each and every week in the pulpit. God bless you, Coach. Thank you for, man, walking away from something, and that was coaching to leading the sheep. Thank you so very much for answering the call of God.
Well, thank you so very much. He's the only one I would have walked away from coaching for, that's for sure.
I know that. Well, have a blessed day. Thank you for being with us right here on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God bless you, my friend.
That was David Ball right here on Mixed Sunday Morning. What's up, Brother Tommy? Hey, Brother Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah, man. What you up to?
Awesome, buddy. You are live on Mixed Sunday Morning.
Oh, okay. Well, how's everybody doing in the mixed world?
Oh, they are doing good. I hope they're not I hope they're not mixed up, because there's one thing clear, and that's Jesus. So,
amen.
I just had a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you had to stand in front of a group of people, and Jesus, you knew Jesus were coming back in 60 seconds, what would you tell them?
Wow. You're making me think on a Saturday?
Yes, sir, I am.
I'm not used to that. I think the first thing you would ask is, hey, do you know him, and do you have a relationship with him? If not, you've got 60 seconds to get things right, because he is the Son of God, and it's time to act on it. There's no more time to put it off.
There is no more time, because we said earlier in the show, it's the blink of an eye. You don't have time to
prepare.
You don't have time. You do have time to prepare, but you don't have time to prepare, if that makes sense.
No, not at that point. You do not.
Well, brother, thank you. I respect you. I love you, brother. And that's true. We got to get our hearts ready right now.
That's exactly right, Greg. And we appreciate your ministry, man, and what it means to the people that get a chance to experience it and hear it, and just to hear your passion, and again thank you for the work you're doing for the kingdom.
Well, brother, have a blessed day, and hopefully we'll be working together soon.
Absolutely. Sounds great to me, man.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
It's Mick Sunday Morning. Thank you for tuning in as we're on our discussion this morning. If you were standing in front of a group of people and you had 60 seconds to tell them whatever was on your heart because Jesus was coming at the end of that minute, what would you say? Let's see if we can get Jeff Springer on the phone with us.
Hey, Greg.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing well. It is well.
I know it all is well. Well, you are on Mick Sunday Morning, and this is Jeff Springer, who's usually the spot we're on right now is usually the Suit Up Ministry Minute. But I had a quick question.
Absolutely.
All right. If you had 60 seconds and you had to stand in front of a group of people because Jesus was coming at the end of that minute, what would you tell them?
I would tell them surrender their lives at this point, that it's never too late. The last shall be first and the first shall be last. So at this time, if this is something you put off and put off and put off and you've struggled your whole life with it, and now's the time. And, you know, again, it's never too late to surrender to God and give Him your life.
Well, amen. Well, Coach, thank you for being a part of Mick Sunday Morning. Thank you for the podcast, the minutes we've shared, the videos that we've been able to share on the show, and thank you for being, again, a part of the show this morning.
Well, it's a blessing, Greg. It always is a blessing. And don't you just love technology that we can be states away, questions away sometimes, and still hear and receive and to give God's message of love and a life that's eternal.
Yes, sir. And I know you know, and I know, and I hope our listeners know that they have a wonderful opportunity every morning when they get up to be that person to share the word of God, because we don't know when He's coming back. We do not know, and we have to be prepared today, whether it is a dad, as your ministry is, whether it's a mom, as your ministry is, or whether you're a young person, a student, that we all have the opportunity to make a difference for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. And one thing else I would say, Greg, is that, you know, one of my favorite stories is the story of the prodigal son. And sometimes I think that people do wait until the last minute and they miss out on a lot of opportunities. And so in the struggle, in the midst of, you know, defeat and failure and all those things, God's present, and he will always welcome you, no matter what you've done or where you've been or who you are. Just like the father on the porch in the story, he will not stay on the porch. He will run to you and receive you with open arms. And it's surrender.
Amen. I know you said that word twice already, surrender, and that's what that is it. You just have to, give up you, because if you have control of you, that's the road to destruction. You have to surrender you to the Lord. And boy, can He do some amazing things.
Amen. Amen.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking the call. Thank you for being a huge part of the ministry of Mick Sunday Morning. And just God bless you and have a great day.
Hey, to God be the glory. It is a great day. This is the day the Lord hath made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Love you, Greg.
Love you too. That's Coach Jeff Springer, not on video this week. We have him live right here on Mick Sunday Morning. Make Sunday Morning, and what a great show this morning. I didn't mean to put everybody I did on the spot, but I want to thank Coach Robbie Richardson. I want to thank Tony White. I want to thank David Ball. I want to thank Tommy Wood, and I want to thank Jeff Springer for picking up the phone and answering it and giving us their answer to what they would say if they were standing in front of a group of people and had 60 seconds, knowing Jesus was coming back at the end of that minute. What would you say? Well, I thought, what would I say? And it'd be really simple what I would say. I would just tell them that he is. And it comes from John 14:6. I just want to say, if Jesus were coming right now, I want you to know this, that Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So you got to go, you got to get on your knees and you got to cry out to Jesus. And it's never too late. Why do people on their deathbeds in hospitals wait to the last minute, lived a wretched life, a sinful life? But Jesus, if you call out to him on that last dying breath, you're in his kingdom. No more else was it stated in the Bible as when Jesus hung on the cross in the midst of his pain, in the midst of his agony, in the midst of his heartbreak. There were two next to him. In his death, in his dying hours, and in that thief's dying hours, he took that thief into his kingdom. Don't ever, like we heard from our awesome guest today, don't ever give up on Jesus. He never gives up on you. And we do have to be prepared. And yes, we may have time to prepare, and we may not have time to prepare because he comes like a thief in the night. It's going to be that fast. The skies are going to rip open, and you better be ready. Don't get caught up in what's going on politically. Jesus will take care of that. Don't get caught up on the monsoons, the cloud seeding, the excessive rain, the food shortage, all this stuff that's going on. Don't get caught up on that because Jesus, he's going to take care of us. Okay, so call out to him, seek him. He can change your life. Thank you for listening this morning. I hope something in this show brings you closer to that relationship with him. If the Lord doesn't come back, we'll be back next week with a very special guest in studio. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.